Welcome to Prophecy Today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. We have news out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. A prophecy teacher goes home to be with the Lord. That's the news. In just a moment, I'll be back to give you the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung Jr. here. Welcome to Prophecy Today. You're probably wondering why I'm on the program today and my father's not here, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Last week he contracted COVID and he went into the hospital, and sad to say, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, my father, passed away at the age of 81. It's sad, but at the same time, it's a homegoing, and I'm so very happy because now he gets to see heaven, what he's been preaching about for the last since 1970. I remember when my father was given the job of teaching Bible prophecy, but not to adults. He was given the job of preaching Bible prophecy to young people at the Word of Life Ranch. This was years ago, and he had to develop a simple but understandable way to be able to teach to the young people. And if you could teach to the young people, that's where he started his process of learning and teaching and understanding Bible prophecy. For all these years, my father has been involved in ministry from Tennessee Temple University in the early days, where he felt God called him to go into the ministry. From the days at Word of Life in New York, he was a staff evangelist, where he learned how and the importance of not only being educated and understanding the Word of God, but to use evangelism to reach the world. That was my father. In 1991, Dad went to Israel during the first Gulf War. He was placed on the front line where he was able to watch the things that were taking place in the Middle East. Basically, he had a front row seat to what was going on around the world. It also helped him in those years, almost over 20 years of living in the Middle East and doing television for Day of Discovery and reporting on the Moody Broadcasting Network, where he was able to examine current events in the light of God's prophetic word. I would like to leave two verses with you today. One was his favorite verse, John 3:30. Every time he signed a Bible, he would sign this verse, John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. That was his favorite verse. His other favorite verse that he used, Titus 2:13, and he taught about it all the time, looking for that blessed hope in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what motivated him to continue the ministry of serving the Lord for over 50 years of his life. As a ministry, we will continue to provide these daily updates because it is so very important that we keep our eyes on what's happening around the world, that we have a worldview, a prophetic, biblical worldview, and why the world is acting as it is today. We ask that you continue to pray for our ministry, our family, and as we serve the body of Christ, our desire is to make sure that we are prepared, that we are productive, and that we are pure, that we live a holy life in an unholy world. I'm Jimmy DeYoung Jr., and we will continue this program until the rapture of the church takes place. And seeing what's happening in our world today, that cannot be too far away. Let's keep looking up until.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...